Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget all the other things you can do there, like listen to thousands of archives and read hundreds of articles from, and probably thousands of articles by now. I haven't counted them lately, but we keep accumulating them, on not only the ones that I write, but the ones that our Brain Trust members write and contribute to us. There are lots of them there. Scott Swedenberg is a member of our Brain Trust, and he's the CEO and the founder of Mail Enterprises, M-A-I-L Enterprises. He's in the direct marketing business. He helps companies put their best foot forward in the marketplace through direct mail and that sort of thing. And he's based out of Birmingham, Alabama, with offices in Nashville. And he's one of the things I like about Scott, besides the fact that he's a pro in what he does, he gives back to his community, and he's very active in his area in Birmingham, Alabama. And in fact, they recognized him as the Small Business Person of the Year in 1999. Scott Swedenberg, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you. Great to be back. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back, Scott. And last time you were here, we talked about how to develop a list, how to develop names and addresses, and how to make sure you knew who you were sending your direct mail to, how you were focusing your activity. And today I think you want to talk about what's actually in the envelope that we send these people.
That's right, Jim, because as we mentioned in the last one, your list or who you're mailing to or who your target audience may be, that's the most important part of any marketing plan. But secondly is the offer, what it is you're going to get them to make that or take that action to go and purchase your product or service. So when you're looking at the offer, that's the second most important thing we want any of our customers to try to look at is how can they match the offer to their customers or their prospects they're trying to reach.
This is about as aggressive a call to action as you can get as a direct mail piece, isn't it, Scott? I mean, there are a lot of things out there that we can spend our money on to get people to do, and we can, you know, there's marketing activity that's maybe a little more subtle, but when it comes to, and then there's advertising where we get people a chance to you know, like on the radio or in newspapers and things like that, but a direct mail piece puts a physical thing in their hands and says, here, will you do this, consider this.
That's right, and that offer is what we plan to make them take that action. And, you know, your offer can even be in your billboards, your radio ads, your newspaper inserts. All those things are what you're trying to get the person to look at and say, I might want to get out of my seat and move over and make a phone call or drive into that location.
Or go to a website or whatever.
Exactly. But the offer is getting them to take an action. And so that's what we encourage people to look at, the different types of offers out there, and try to match up which one would be best for your customers.
Well, what is the anatomy of an offer?
Well, there's a lot of different types of offers, and some of them we try to get people to walk through and think about based on who their customer base might be and what's important to them. One particular one is doing something that's exclusive. A lot of people like to think, I'm the only one that has this particular product or this particular service. So how can you make your offer exclusive? You know, it's the old example of, you see a color of a car and you go, man, I want to have that car because I'll be the only one on my block with that color car. And when you go buy it on your way home, you see 20 other people then driving the same color,
your
same
neighbor,
model.
Or your next-door neighbor.
Exactly. But you want to be exclusive. You feel like you want to be the only one. That's why some of those, if you remember those old ads for the Civil War chess sets, they said limited edition. Well, they were making millions of those a day, but you felt like you got one of the very few being made. So
right.
That's an exclusive offer. One of the other ones that's very big is a guarantee, putting that in your offer. If you think about Oreck vacuum cleaners, when they do their offer, they say, if you're not completely satisfied, we'll return the vacuum cleaner and you get all your money back. That takes the risk away from people. So whether you're doing a direct mail or any kind of piece, if you can do some kind of guarantee, that makes people feel much better about your product.
And this is these are the kinds of things that makes them get up off the get up out of the recliner and when they go to the grocery store to divert over to your business.
That's exactly right. One of the things, too, is we try to get people to say, what can you make exciting about your offer? I mean, it's like you said, we want people to get up off the sofa and go and take an action, whether it's going to the website, making a phone call to a 1-800 line, or going into a location. And some of the offers, we were working with a lawn care group, and for a long time, they were sending out, as part of their direct mail, they would say, for a free list of services, call this number. Well, how exciting does anyone get about a free list of services? But if you said, hey, if you call this number today, we'll give you your third month of service free. That's a whole different. I would get up and maybe
that's
go what,
that's
call.
That's what's in it for me.
That's right. So those are some of the things. Also, we try to get people to say, keep your offer simple. Sometimes I'll get a direct mail package, and I'll read it all over, and I go, gosh, I have no idea what it is they're offering. It looks like it might be something interesting, but it's too confusing. There's just too much, and that's a lot of times.
There are too many things in the envelope.
Well, not only that, but if you think about credit card offers you get in the mail, and how easy is that to go through when they've got three pages they want you to fill out in order to get that credit card.
Right.
So we try to say keep it simple where they can easily just go to a website and fill in a couple little things and they can get whatever it is you want, or they can make a simple phone call, whatever it is. Try to keep that offer simple.
It almost needs to be a one-step offer, doesn't it?
Exactly.
If possible. And that's one of the good things about a website, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Especially like at night, people are sitting there. You know, a lot of times they've got their laptop in their lap, or they've got it sitting beside them, or they're, you know, it's over across the room, and if they can hear a radio ad, or they opening their mail, or they're watching television or reading the paper or something, and all they got to do is go over and log on, and maybe not buy it, but maybe they just find out about what you're talking about.
Exactly. And that's why you want your website to be very easy. So when they get there, it's a very simple link to whatever it is you're trying to take them to. They don't have to go through a lot of different steps, a lot of different
pages. Customers are basically lazy, aren't they?
Exactly.
And they have a right to be. I mean, they get to be. When I'm a customer, I get to be lazy.
Well, and also they're hit with so many different messages during the day that they can't go and take every one of them. So they've got to be very choosy about what they take. Mm-hmm. So you've got to make it exciting so they do want to make that effort.
Absolutely. Stand by. Scott Swedenborg is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back and talk some more about this offer thing that you and I need to be making to our customers to make sure that they take action and that they realize there's something in it for them. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our friend Scott Swedenborg, who is the founder and the president, the CEO of Mail Enterprises. And Scott, I want you to give us your website, please, and tell us how we can contact you.
Sure, Jim. It's www.mailent.com.
Mailent.com. All right. And tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, it's just an overview of what we do. You can certainly go there and find my email address. And if you email me, I can send you my e-newsletter that we goes out every other month with direct mail tips that would be helpful
right.
for anyone.
That's great. And, of course, you have to ask for that, folks. He won't spam you on that. You have to,
that's right.
have to go there and subscribe for that. If somebody wanted to use your services, what would it look like?
Well, once somebody calls us or we contact someone, we sit down and really find out what it is their needs are. Some people don't need the creative side. Some people don't need the consulting side. Some people need it all. So we sit down with them and really find out where their needs are, and then we structure a program that best fits them. So it could be a turnkey where we design it, get the targeted list for them, print it and mail it, and then help them on the back-end analysis. Because that's the great thing about direct mail is you can track your results
you
and you know whether we're doing a good job or not.
You can measure it, that's for sure.
That's right.
What do you think about in this offer that you make to prospective customers? It seems to me that, I mean, all right, you've told us and other people on the show have told us who know these things that, a 2 or 3% return response, not necessarily customers, but 2 or 3% response is a really good response to a direct mail, right?
Well, that's pretty much a national average that people look at. We try to encourage our customers to take a look and say, what do you really need as a return on investment? Because we've got particular customers where a 10% response rate may not be that great because mm-hmm. of the product or offer.
And because they're so focused on who they're sending it to.
Right. Where others, we may do a 0.5% and they're tickled pink.
Right.
Because the particular product may be one that costs, in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. So if they get a 0.5%, they're just thinking that's wonderful.
So here's what I'm thinking. Let me see what you think about this. So we got all these other people, 90 to 99.5% of all the people who we send something to, we spend money sending them to them, don't do business with us on this particular go-round.
That's right.
What do you think about leaving something behind that's a little bit of value add, something it might maybe a tip that you have in your mind or something that they might not throw away, something that would be a little worker bee that you leave behind so that the next time you mail them something, it's maybe a little bit more reinforced, or maybe a month from now when you haven't mailed them anything, they'll say, hey, now I need that. Let me go see if I can find these guys.
That's right, and that's an extremely valuable tool to use, Jim, because we try to encourage people, you want to give everyone something of value. And even if they don't want to buy the product or service at that point, could you give them a white paper? Could you take them to your website and give them, like, the top 10 tips if you're a plumber on doing it at home and how mm-hmm. to do it? Could you provide them one of those things that they say, gosh, I could put that up on my refrigerator and have it, and it constantly puts your name in front of them. And they said, they really provided me something of value. I got something out of that, and I didn't have to spend anything other than a few minutes of my time to go to their website or call to get that information.
Maybe, like, let's say you're a heating and air conditioning company, and you send out a mailer, and you say, in the spring and the fall, you say, okay, be sure to change your filters every month, but also twice a year before the air conditioning comes on and before the heat comes on, it's probably a good idea to check your other stuff, and here's what you could do to check it yourself, or if you'd like for us to check it, give us a call.
Exactly.
That way you give them some tips on some things they can do it, or if they don't want to spend their own time and worry about it, they can hire you to do it.
That's right. That's a great example. And a lot of our customers do those exact things in that they send something out and they say, here's some ideas, here's some things that you can take from this. But, hey, if you don't want to take the time, we'll be happy to come in and help you with it or give you a free evaluation of what it may cost if we do it.
Or go check your tire. If you're a tire store, go check your tires. And if you've got less than a quarter inch of tread, check them yourself. And you might need to come in and let us check them. Or if you want us to, just drive by and we'll check them for free. Or something like anything at all to let them know that you're not just trying to sell them something. You care about their happiness and their safety.
That's right. And people like getting something for free. And we encourage somebody, anytime you're doing any kind of offer, what can you give away that's free? And it may be tips, just a little sheet that they could come by and pick up and say, here's the top 5 tips that they may use. But it's something free. People love getting free stuff.
Look at the oil change companies. They give you a free 19-point check or something when they change your oil or whatever.
Oh, exactly. And, I mean, I know there's been a lot of people in your audience who have been to a conference and gone to the exhibit hall and walked down with their bag and just scraped in all those things that the exhibitors are giving away free.
Right.
And you get it home, and if you're like me, you dump the bag out for your wife and kids, and they go, why did you bring, and then they say that terrible word, junk home. And I said, well, it was free. They were giving it away. I had to take it because we like free stuff.
That's right. Scott Squidenberg, give us your website one more time.
It's mailent.com.
Thank you, Scott, for being here. We're looking forward to the next visit.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
Scott Swedenberg, ladies and gentlemen, his company is called Mail Enterprises, and you heard his website. He'll be back. I will be, too, with Lois Geller right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.